A blessed morning to you all, my wonderful family. Good morning and welcome to another exciting episode of the Andy Zwazulu podcast. So today our show is all about the podcast review. That's correct. So on this episode, we'll be doing the Andy Zwazulu podcast review. So our podcast, the Andy Zwazulu podcast, is a political one that was established by yours truly, Andy Zwa, with the aim of educating, informing, as well as entertaining you as my listeners. We currently have 17 episodes, including this one, and I'm going to list and explain some of the episodes with you shortly. So, right, we started things off on the 22nd of August, where we published our first episode, which was the introduction. That is where I introduced my podcast, introduced what to expect from this podcast, and I also introduced myself as a student journalist. Right, so our podcast episodes are divided into three categories. We have motivational episodes, we have educational episodes, we also have political decision-making episodes. So under motivational episodes, we published episodes like the Women Empowerment in South Africa episodes. We had two parts, Women Empowerment Part 1 and Part 2. So this episode, the Women Empowerment episode, I use this episode to celebrate young women's achievement in all categories in the country. We also use it to motivate young women out there to fight for independence and be superior all the time. So I usually have guests, young women who come to the show and share their journey with me. It's very, very motivational. Right, moving on to the second category, we have educational episodes category. So on this category, I uploaded episodes like the Cuba-South African relations. For those who doesn't know, Cuba and South Africa are two countries that have the best relationship you can ever ask for. So on this episode, I was outlining some of the reasons behind the good relationship between these two countries. So I can really say it was a very educational episode to some of you, my listeners. So another episode was the South African Struggle Song episode. So for those who doesn't know, again, Struggle Song played a big part in the struggle against apartheid. You know, Abo Miriam Makeba, Abo Brenda Fassie, you know, they used to sing song as a way of expressing their view about apartheid. So on this episode, I was playing some of the songs that helped shape the struggle of apartheid. So again, this was another educational episode. So another episode that I can say it's educational is the SRC in universities episode. So the student, the SRC, we were outlining the reasons, the job and the mandate of the SRC in universities. So it was very educational because I could see that many people doesn't really understand the work of the SRC in universities. So I had my guest, Mr. Karabo, an SRC member in the University of Johannesburg, who outlined and stated the reasons and the mandate of the SRCs in South African universities. So it was very, very educational episode. Right, moving on to the third and last category, we have the political decision-making episodes. So since our podcast is a political one, it was our mandate to have political decision-making episodes. So under this category, we uploaded episodes like the history subject being made compulsory in South Africa. So once upon a time in 2020, there was a call to make history subject compulsory in South Africa. That decision was supposed to be taken by the government. So on this episode, I had a guest, Mr. Vundane Mkabisa, a political analyst, who shared his view about this issue of making history a compulsory subject in South Africa. So it was a very educational one at the same time. So I had fun doing it. Right, another episode I uploaded was the Dr. Harvard appointment as a new member of parliament. Back in January, shortly after the death of Minister Jackson Mthembu, the ANC decided to appoint Dr. ex-Harvard, a Chinese woman, as a new member of parliament. So after this decision was made, there were a lot of reactions from people. So I had to make a podcast of which I listened to different views of people about this issue of the government. I also had a guest, Mr. Kule, who shared his view about this issue because people criticized this decision taken by the government. Mostly people criticize it. So another episode that I can say it's a political decision making was the call to reinstate the death penalty in South Africa. So back in September 2020, the gender-based violence was another pandemic we were facing, to the extent that people decided to asked the government to reinstate the death penalty as a solution to all this, because according to them, the government was failing to address this issue because women were killed left and right every day. So on this episode, I had my two guests, Mrs. Jane and Mr. Surprise, who shared their view of this decision. Should the government reinstate the death penalty as a solution? Will that be good or will that be bad? So that was another political decision-making episode. I had fun doing it. So ladies and gentlemen, these are some of the episodes that we did in the Andrew Zazulu podcast. Stay tuned as we're about to do more. And thank you again for your support. Again, we really appreciate it. We hope to support. Don't forget to share the link with everyone so they can listen and let me grow my podcast. Again, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you. Bye.